The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women moan, boys raised on shotguns. We say grace.
Welcome,
we
folks.
Say, ma'am, if you ain't into that, we don't give a damn.
Hey, we don't give a damn. Hey, thank you for joining us here on the Trump Phenomenon this April. And you see, I miss a few things. I have to look up closely at the screen. You know, maybe I have my font set too small. It's April 27th, 2020, and I do have that at a pretty microscopic level. And because of that, here on the Trump Phenomenon yesterday, I made a mistake. I misread something to you. It was very important. And the way I misread it was pretty good. But the actual quote, what I should have read, was even better. So I'll correct that now. One of you out there who may be listening right now, notice that and call me up to let me know. And so very much appreciate that. My 14-year-old daughter also let me know. But the between the two of you, I saw it. And by the way, the of course, anybody that calls into this show, your call to me is in utter confidence. But I, without breaking any confidence at all, I'm not going to identify this person or persons now or in the future at all. But, you know, when you hear Kelso expounding on things that I'm obviously not trained in, I have no medical training at all. But you might find this interesting. This show has doctors who do know what they're, who are trained, very trained, who listen to this show. And I have doctors calling me up saying, Kelso, thank you. You're nailing it on the medical point, on what actually happened here with the Wuhan virus and how we, in fact, did get hosed by the perpetrators of the Wuhan virus, including the Wuhan Health Organization. I mean, the World Health Organization. I don't know how I could get that mixed up like that. Before I forget to even do it, yesterday I read you a tweet from the president that was one of the most magnificent tweets we've ever seen out of our great president. And I'll read it to you. I'll read it to you again the way I read it last night, but then I'll correct myself. And I got it all right, all correct, except for the last word. In fact, the last letter. he says, Fox News just doesn't get what's happening. They're being fed Democrat talking points and they play them without hesitation or research. They forgot that fake news, CNN and MSDNC, wouldn't let Fox News participate, even a little bit, in the poor ratings Democrat debates. Remember, Fox was excluded from the debates. Even the radical left do-nothing Democrats laughed at the Fox suggestion. No respect for the people running Fox News. But Fox keeps on plugging to try and become politically correct. They put Rhino, Paul Ryan, kind of a nice, the alliteration with his name is kind of appropriate, isn't it? Paul Rhino. I never called him that. That really is what we all should have been calling him, Paul Rhino instead of Paul Ryan. They put Rhino, Paul Ryan, on their board. Yes, he's on the board of directors of Fox. That, now that's a tell right there. I didn't emphasize that yesterday, but that's a tell. They hire debate questions to crooked Hillary fraud Donna Brazile. Why would you do something like that? Why would you hire? Why would you pay money to Donna Brazile to put her face on your Fox screen? And others who are even worse. There's not. He's really digging in here. Now I'm building to the, it's the last letter of the last word that I got wrong. I wonder how many of you noticed it yesterday. Chris Wallace, one of you was a doctor who noticed it and called me up. Thank you very much, doctor. Chris Wallace is nastier to Republicans than even Deface the Nation. It's supposed to be, of course, Meet the Nation. Or Sleepy Eyes. That's reference to Sleepy Eyes, Chuck Todd. The people, now here we go. That was the windup. Now here's the pitch. The people who are watching Fox News in record numbers, thank you, President Trump, are angry. Yes, we are. They want an alternative now. Okay, so this is a big build here. They want an alternative now. We only have two more words to go with two letters in each. Three more words. Two of them with two letters and one with only one letter. But I read it as having two. They want an alternative. And here's what I read you yesterday. So do it. Okay, because I, just looking at that I, here's what it really says. So, not do it. So do I. Wow. So do I. Whoa, so rethink what I read last night, folks. They, that's you, that's me, that's us, patriotic America, want an alternative. An alternative to what? To the half-ass thing going on at Fox. We don't want an alternative to Hannity, Carlson, Ingram, Dobbs, Hilton, Waters, I'm remembering them all, Pirro, Levin. We don't want an alternative to that. We want an alternative to everything else, all the other rubbish that's comes down the trough at Fox News, the swill. It's unbearable. So they want an alternative now. So do I. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, that becomes much more emphatic than what I read. So do it was an imperative to us. Come on, you guys, do it. Shape up, put together an alternative network. No, the president had much bigger thought. So do I. In other words, I, Donald Trump, I want an alternative. When? Now. And everything else I said in my analysis yesterday applies. Yes, Hannity, Carlson, Ingram, Hilton, Waters, Dobbs, Levin, Pirro, all hold hands. Stop social distancing. Hold hands tightly and all together. Run out of there. Run out of there. Just abandon Fox and start a brand. Be as revolutionary and as bold as Donald John Trump. Start a brand new network. Or find one that exists now that is scalable, that you can insert yourselves into, and that could handle what? Growth on a factor of what? 1,000? Something that it could grow 10,000% maybe. But that's what the president is calling for. So do I. And of course, when he says so do I, instead of so do it, that's an imperative directed at you. That's a request for you to do something. So do I is a pledge that he will do something. It's much more powerful. Not a demand made upon you, much more powerful rhetoric. It is a pledge to you that I, Donald John Trump, if we get an alternative network going, I will push the hell out of it. I will wake up in the morning and start my interviews with that network, and I won't stop till I pass out at night. All of your hosts will have exclusives with the president. You will have exclusives in the Rose Garden, in the East Room, in the Oval Office. You will have exclusives with me in Air Force One. You will have exclusives with me in the United States and abroad. And you will get the exclusives. You will get the scoops. You will be ahead of the pukes at CNN and MSDNC. I will ignore, as I have been now, I will ignore the pukes, traitorous, anti-American networks who hate America and hate you. I will ignore them, and it will kill their ratings. The public will know, you know, you're never going to get to see Donald Trump on CNN. Why turn it on? Go over here to, let's make up a name. I'll just make up a name, Patriot News Network. I'm sure somebody out there has such a thing. I don't mean to build them up, but I'm sure they're okay or something. But let's say it's PNN, the Patriot News Network, or AFN, the America First Network, or TN, the Trump Network. Whatever, you know, that will boom. Boom, 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 boom. I pledge to you, within 60 seconds of my finding out that there is a network that is pledged to this project the president just proposed to you yesterday, within 60 seconds, I pledge to you, I will be, my eyes will be glued to it. Within less than 60 seconds, I'll put it that way. Unless I'm more than 60 seconds away from a computer or telephone. So, cell phone. Anyway, isn't that beautiful? Now, there's more. We got more to go here today, but I screwed up on that last night. I saw the word I with an exclamation mark after it, and somehow that gave me the illusion that it was the word it. And also, I may have slipped on that simply because the three-word sentence, so do I, is so powerful, I didn't believe. Something in me didn't see that because it was so huge. Huge. It was so huge, I couldn't see it, like the guy standing up next to the elephant. Anyway, there you go. There you go, folks. What a thing. All right, you can call in at 800-313-9443. That's our call-in number. And, what's the good news today? The good news today is that this thing I've been pleading, begging, hoping, Please, let's get America. Let's end the lockdown. Remember, LLL, left loves their lockdown. No lockdown. Let's end the lockdown. Well, today, we got a lot of lockdown lifting going on today. And we got more lockdown lifting every day henceforward. So look at significant moments. I don't know how it's scheduled to go right now. If you got a schedule on the, what would you call the opposite of a lockdown? What would be the unlockdown? What's the term for that? I don't know, liberation? President did say liberate Michigan, liberate Wisconsin, liberate Pennsylvania. Why don't we free these United States? We're the ones who need it the worst, as Mr. Merle sings. You can forget about the schedule. That goes out the window because once you get the stampede going the other way, we got stampeded into the lockdown. That was a bad stampede. Now we've got a breakout. Let's call it the breakout. How's that? Now that you got the breakout going, you know, if a few of the people who are, you know, what do you call that when you're locked in your house arrest? A few of the people broke out of the house arrest, and then everybody inside who was locked up started screaming and yelling and jumping out, bashing, kicking out the doors and the windows. We're getting the hell out of here. It's going to happen all over the country. And you can, doesn't matter when it's officially okay to break out. We're getting out of here. But one day you want to watch for, of course, is May 1st, because that's, you know, that's the kind of thing people, you know, pick dates. So a lot of these idiots in state houses and legislatures are, you know, probably agreed to May 1st as a big day, a landmark day in the breakout. But I think, let's see, what do we got here? Today's the 27th. So 30 days to September, April, June, and November. So 30 days. So 27, 28, 29, and 30. We've got 4 days. I'll tell you what, I think a whole lot of breaking out is going to go on before May 1st. But that's, isn't that great news? People are flying on the airplanes again. People are doing everything again. How about this? Hospitals opened for surgeries. What? Yes. You know, the hospital system that we were going to protect from the big bad coronavirus. You know, of course, what happened by protecting the hospital system from the big bad coronavirus. You know, of course, what we did to our hospital system, don't you? You don't? Huh, we wrecked it. That's right. We bankrupted a lot of hospitals. Bankrupted them. They've had to go for a month without any business, without any income flow, with nothing for their doctors or nurses to do. Crickets. Most of our hospitals are ghost towns right now. So they're going to let patients back in, and, you know, they are businesses, and they better have patients to, if they're going to run their business. So isn't that great? So that's happening. Unfortunately, the schools aren't being reopened. That's a mistake. I know there's only a month of school left before the summer, but they ought to do that. They ought to make a point of getting back to school for 1 month. Get all those kids in the schools. As the epidemiological scientist Knut Witkowski said, the biggest mistake in the lockdown was sending the children home. And the best thing that could be done to correct the catastrophe of the lockdown would be to send all the kids back to school post-haste. Right, well, we'll come back with this to the show post-haste right after this break.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land, Big John.
Big bad Donald John Big Trump, that John. Is. Now, listen to this. This is the president today, and he's sounding good, and he's looking good. Now, yes, was it? It was in an earlier conference, maybe Friday or something, that they were indoors, and they were talking about the assist was giving a little testimony there at the press conference about the benefits of sunshine and fresh air, but specifically sunshine, in killing the Wuhan virus, which I say, woohoo, and I say woohoo when a Wuhan virus bites the dust. And so the president, you could see him, he right there. I don't have the clip, but he said something. He says, "Yeah, outside." He said UV. He said sunshine. Hey. Maybe we should go into the Rose Garden for our press conferences. So guess what? Press conference today, where are they? You know, bada bing, bada bang, bada boom, they're in the Rose Garden. And it's just beautiful. And there's beautiful sunshine there. And everybody's, you know, all the idiots, the schmucks from the media, they're all spaced out, which is, you know, one of the few beautiful things about social distancing. I like social distancing from the schmucks of the media. You can't stay far enough away from them. And also keeping them apart also helps, because they hunt in a pack. You know, they're like hyenas. And so if they're separated or distanced, kills their strategies of, you know, all jumping on you at the same time, jumping on your back. You know, you've seen how hyenas do a takedown. So any wild dogs, you know, that kind of animal. So the so here he is today. Let's listen to him today. Listen to his tone. Listen to this. I'll tell you what, he's pulling this thing off. And the stock market jumped big time today. So, you know, I was very fearful he could do this. I think he can do it. All right, so listen to him today, out in the sun, in the Rose Garden, with the hyenas all spaced out. So he can take them on one at a time. He can take them anyone. I mean, come on. You know, Donald Trump's a raging bull. You know, one at a time, one of these hyenas, one of these wild dogs, these carrion eaters, come on. So they're nicely spaced out. I like to see that. And he just, you know, he gores them one at a time.
Thank you very much. It's incredible what we've done together over a short period of time. I want to thank our vice president for the task force and the work. Every day it gets better, and we had a fantastic call with the governors today. And I would say that they are as thrilled as they can be, considering that the fact is that there has been so much unnecessary death.
Let that stick in your mind there. There has been so much unnecessary death. Very good point, Mr. President.
This country. It could have been stopped, and it could have been stopped short, but somebody a long time ago, it seems, decided not to do it that way.
Somebody. Who is that somebody? Who is that somebody, ladies and gentlemen? Obviously, the president has somebody in mind, doesn't he? Somebody like Red Chinese dictator Xi Jinping. Yeah. How about him? Yeah. And then other pukes along the way, like all the pukes in the media that are sitting there in their lawn chairs.
And the whole world is suffering because of it, 184 countries at least. But I want to thank all of these great business men and women for the job they've done. They've been.
Now, he just previous to that had the CEOs of, you know, 10 of, you know, a whole bunch of America's biggest corporations come up to the microphone, and it was just beautiful to see. I mean, they were up there, and it was perfect. And these are the companies that you all know. The last speaker just ahead of the president was the CEO of Rite Aid, which is doing a lot of testing now in their stores and parking lots. And it was just beautiful to see how the president has mobilized the whole nation, all business, everybody that produces, everybody that actually works. Now, you can't mobilize the hyenas, the running dogs of the media. You can't mobilize them, and you don't want to. You want to immobilize them.
Fantastic with us, working with us. And as you know, for several weeks, my administration has encouraged the governors to leverage unused testing capacity in states. Or if you understood that we have tremendous capacity. Then 1 week ago, we provided each governor with a list of names, addresses, and phone numbers of the labs where they could find additional testing capacity in their states.
We'll come right back to the president right after this break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Yeah. It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black.
I ain't yellow.
White boy looking for
a place to do my thing. Hey, sing it, Merle. Hey, we're back. And so let's listen to the president a little bit. This is a great, out in the Rose Garden in the sun there. This is a beautiful day. Gee, I don't know how it was where you live, ladies and gentlemen, but it was a beautiful sunny day without any winds out in my backyard. And I was just looking at my, you know, I got my starts there for my garden. And I got a big garden, you know, off my property. I got a garden at a bigger garden that I'm going to garden with the kids. And we're going to plant anything and everything. And just for the fun, this will be their first real experience as farmers. So that's going to be fun. But that's what I was doing today. And I was just sitting out in the sun like the Rose Garden today. So listen to this. Listen to the beauty of what's being talked about here. And forget about there's a whole big testing program. They're going to test this and test that. You know, I mean, that'll become, you know, like what do they say, you know, it'll become a saying, test this. They don't need any testing. What's going on here is that you know, the left, the creeps, the hyenas, the mad dogs. They're on and on about testing. You're not testing enough. You don't have enough tests. What's where are the tests? We have a shortage. Okay. All right, Mr. Media Punk, puke. All right. Get in line. We're going to test you next. And bring all your buddies, your cameramen and everybody else, your boom operators. Yeah, we're going to test all of you clowns. So there's going to be so much testing. It's going to be just, you know, and, you know, they're going to spend billions and billions. Thank you, Chuck Schumer. Billions and billions on testing, Nancy Pelosi. It's not needed. It's not needed. The virus is over. The epidemic is over. The flu season, the cold is over. And people are going to realize that. And just as in any other year, any other season, we didn't need to test everybody. But one of the nice things, be careful what you wish for, you demon rats, because one thing the testing is going to reveal is that a whole lot of us have already had the coronavirus. A whole many millions of us have already had this sniffle and didn't even know it. So, you know, the whole thing, this was a big freak out, a big panic, a big hysteria over nothing. Now, it's not over nothing. Well, and I like the way the president is refocusing everybody's mind. Unnecessary death. Unnecessary. He's putting the finger at China. China. China lied and Americans died. China lied and Frenchmen died. China lied and Norwegians died. Now, by the way, this is something about the Wuhan virus that somebody please explain this to me. You know, my whole emphasis in this whole virus thing has been noticing, you know, what's wrong with this picture? Okay, well, looking at the map of the numbers, what's wrong with this picture? There are not a staggering number of deaths, but there are a significant number of deaths in Europe and America, but not in Africa, not in South America. Huh? What? Wait a minute. I thought in the third world, I thought the health systems were very primitive in the third world. Isn't that what you're told every day on your TV screen when you're asked to give money to Bill Gates so he can open another clinic in Africa? So why are these people so much healthier than we are? I mean, they're not catching the terrible virus, so they're what? They have stronger immune systems. They're healthier than we are. Wait a minute. Something's wrong with that picture. That's not right. That's wrong. So you know what I'm getting here, folks? I'll tell you one thing I'm getting. Just occurred to me as I was asking the question. We know that the death numbers are being heavily padded by the public health fake doctor pukes. We know this as a fact from their own information. You can find this out by just reading the Centers for Disease Control pages themselves, where you will find that only one third of the deaths in any of these death totals are actually whatever they call that virus, the COVID virus deaths, directly attributable to the COVID virus. Only at most one third. So the 60,000 number, what is it now, 56,000 for America? Cut that, slice that in three, folks. One third of those are COVID deaths. Less than 20,000. It's on their own page. You'll see there's another category. They'll give the whole number, 56,000, and then they'll say, you know, the 15,000 of those are from pneumonia. Not COVID blank blank, but pneumonia. And then they'll list other causes, and they are lumping them together, folks. They have actual directives out telling hospitals and doctors to do this. They have actual directives directing people that are afraid, the politically correct medical establishment, which is terrified of these bozos like Birx and Fauci, who run the medical establishment, and who can make or break and end your career with a snap of their fingers. So they've got some good doctors running like running dogs, afraid of their own shadows. And they're miscoding. I had a doctor call me yesterday. Of course, trust me, doctors out there, I never would reveal anything about any of you. A doctor called me to tell me that they are being instructed that if you admit somebody to the hospital as a COVID patient, you get $13, bingo, from Medicare. And if you then, 5 minutes later, after interviewing the person, he says he's having trouble breathing, you say, well, we're going to put you on a ventilator, which is what happens to 85% of people who describe themselves as having difficult breathing in New York. Thank you, Andrew Cuomo, who ends up being a killer, actually, of old people. The scourge of old people, Andrew Cuomo. You then get put on a ventilator, and guess what Medicare does automatically? No questions asked. If your coding shows a ventilator, bingo, $39,000 more in cha-ching. Yes. So that's what's going on, folks. But now, so why the higher numbers? I mean, this is an obvious thing. Sherlock Holmes would ask, what's wrong with this? Why didn't the dog bark? What's wrong with this? Something's wrong here in this picture. If there's a robber in the house, the dog should bark. He didn't bark. Well, there should be big numbers in Africa and South America, but there aren't. There should be big numbers in India, but there aren't. The total deaths in India, a nation of 1.4 billion. Victor, if you're listening to the show today from there, your home in India, call us up and tell us what your theory is. You're brilliant. You might know. Why are there only, it was just a few hundred deaths in India a few days ago, 1.4 billion people. What's wrong with the, okay, Kelso's going to offer an explanation here. We don't have Medicare offering doctors in India $39 plus $13,000 for calling some sick person a corona victim. And we don't have that in Africa. They don't have Medicare in Africa or in South America. So guess what? People are dying in India. Yeah, they die in India, kind of just like here. And they die in Africa and South America, and not less. And no, they're not healthier than we are. But they're not miscoding all these different sources of death. Like one, here's a cause of death that people are familiar with around the world. Old age. Hey, if the rest don't get you, that one will. Huh? Huh? How many people do you know of that are 120 years old? Come on. Getting old is fatal. But they don't code it for a Medicare benefit in the rest of the world. So that gives us these weird numbers. And I'll tell you what, I'll bet you a dollar to a donut that they're doing the same corrupt Western practice in the even more socialized medical system of Europe in the EU. I guarantee it. They're miscoding deaths in Europe. In fact, wait a minute. We had the testimony to that effect from a doctor in Europe. Hang on just a second. Who was it? It'll come to me in a moment. But we did have actually an article by a doctor in Europe who was saying, well, we're miscoding. So anyway, so the president commented on that. Let's go back to the president. In fact, let's go to him.
Okay, so with that, we're here to answer some questions, and Mike is up here also, so we'll answer. Steve, please go ahead.
Grapple with when and how to open their states. What's the best advice from you on what they
do? Well, we want them to do it. We recommend that they do it as quickly as possible.
Bingo, as quickly as possible. Perfect, Mr. President. He's put the monkey on the backs of the governors. He wants to open them when? Now. And earlier, I missed that moment there. He commented on the schools. He says, well, there's only a month left in the school season. But he encouraged, he said, I hope a lot of schools open up. Again, just exactly what the doctor ordered. Get those schools open. Get those children in there. Let's get that herd immunity going, folks. I don't want a round two of this thing. Which Fauci, the little creep Fauci, you know, he said we're going to have a round two. Well, he knows, you know, he knows more than he's telling you. He knows that if you don't develop herd immunity, this is immunology, epidemiology, virology 101. If you don't develop herd immunity, it's coming back, boys and girls. No immunity, it's coming back. Chucky's going to be back. So the president said, let's get as many people as possible into the schools. And not don't make it a practical matter of, well, you know, gee, you know, we can't get much done in 3 weeks. No, yeah, you can. You get all those kids back together, closely packed in their classrooms for 3 weeks, they're all going to get the flu. Thank you. That's what they want. That's what you want. That's what we want. Children, one of the things we're going to learn from this is that children aren't hurt by the flu at all. We heard that great testimony from the Dr. Scott Atlas, a giant in epidemiology and, you know, medicine, from the Stanford Medical Institute, or their hospital. He stated that it is herd immunity is only possible if children, and he gave the numbers, even for New York, even in New York. This is the worst spot in the Western world, New York City. The fatality rate for people aged 0 to 18, the odds, what are the odds out of 1,000 that you will die from the coronavirus if you're 0 to 18 in New York? 0.000. None. In other words, yes, you want the kids to go to school, as epidemiological scientist Knut Witkowski told us some time ago. Let's see here. I mean, if anybody wants to call in, it's 800-313-9443. We've got 15 minutes left in the show. Where can I go here? Let me see. I haven't heard all of the president's press conference out in the Rose Garden today. Let me just jump in here in the middle, and like you, I'm just going to be enjoying the man. He's just taking questions. I don't know what's going to happen. Here we go.
I have to find out if there's a legal problem, but if there isn't, I would do it gladly. Please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Charlie Spear from Breitbart News. And a majority of polls show...
Oh, Breitbart News. Whoa! Nice. He called on Breitbart News. This is news.
Americans blame China for the spread of the coronavirus, and yet they're taking advantage of the crisis to make the world more dependent on their supply chains. How do you hold China accountable, and how do you keep our country?
Well, Charlie, there are a lot of ways you can hold them accountable. We're doing very serious investigations, as you probably know, and we are not happy with China. We are not.
Now, folks, are you enjoying this as much as I am? This is a nice young man here from Breitbart News. Patriot News. This is that alternative the president talked about yesterday. We want an alternative. And here he is talking on national TV, see, in this most televised event of the day, which is the president's press conference in the Rose Garden. And you can see it on his face. He knew what he was doing there. He knows, you know, his staff, you know, have this stuff figured out. So he knows the Breitbart guys over there by the birch tree, okay? And he knows to call it. He's in the blue suit with a red tie, so they're going to call the Breitbart guy. Or he knows the guy. This guy is sharp. He knows individuals. He's a detail man, President.
Happy with that whole situation, because we believe it could have been stopped at the source. It could have been stopped quickly, and it wouldn't have spread all over the world.
And that's the big point he made today at this press conference. That's the number one point. Unnecessary death. The Chinese are to blame, and they are accountable. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Xi Jinping, ping, ping, ping. Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, xing, xi ping. Get ready. The lawsuits are coming.
I think that should have happened. So we'll let you know at the appropriate time, but we are doing serious investigations.
Businesses from relying on China for their supply chains. How do you fix that?
Well, we've already discussed that, and especially...
See, he's giving him a follow-on. How do you prevent American businesses from relying on Chinese supply chains? So now, another good question from Breitbart. And you can see the pukes in the... I'll continue this right after this break. Stay tuned.
And everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails.
I'll tell you what the media pukes hate, folks. I'll tell you what you hate. I was watching it during the break here. I was watching some of the press conference. Part of it I didn't see today. The pukes, the hyenas, the running dogs. You know, think of better words to describe the media losers that this country is afflicted with. You know what they hate? They hate today. They hate the sunshine there in the Rose Garden. They hate that the virus is over. They hate that. You can see it on their faces. This was their, remember, the left loves the lockdown because that's their chance to be Robespierre, to be Vladimir Ilyich Lenin. That's their chance to be Lev Bronstein. That's their chance to be, what's the name of the wolf of the Kremlin? Lazar Moiseyevich Kaganovich. That's their chance to run everybody, kill everybody, control everything, have all the money. Because that's what, you know, we're talking trillions here. For that brief moment, they had their itching fingers on the levers of power as the virus was the freak out. As the freak out was at its apex, they were, you know, they were getting you know, a tingle in their leg there. You know, it's getting sexy for them. The feeling of that power, trillions of dollars, just sling it around. Need another trillion, just sling it around. Write another check. A trillion here, a trillion there. Shut down. House arrest. For who? For everybody. Well, not for the media, though. You know, like Chris Cuomo. You know, he's quarantined in his basement, right? No, he's not quarantined in his basement. He's tooling all around Long Island, checking out his properties. You know, Nancy Pelosi, she's at her $24,000 pair of refrigerators, checking out her $15 a pint ice cream. By the way, let me make a comment on Nancy Pelosi today. She made a national TV appearance. At first, I didn't recognize her, you know. The you know, the person said no, and Nancy Pelosi held the press conference, and then the picture cut to a picture of a woman who was talking, and I didn't recognize it was Nancy Pelosi. So I want to say today, all that $15 a pint ice cream in Nancy Pelosi's refrigerator should be given to her makeup artist, because damn, that was one hell of a makeup job today. She looked 40 years younger. Who knows how they did it? How thick was that makeup? I mean, you know, and Hollywood makeup artists, folks, can do amazing, amazing things. Oh my gosh, we're running out of time. Well, that's a good way to end. An award for Pelosi's makeup artist. And the some of those anchors need some of the hair styling too. So maybe that'll happen now that the virus is over. We'll pick up on this theme again tomorrow. Thanks for joining us. So long.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.